Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, posbus 412365 Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
So ek het vandag die groot voorreg om met Lovely te gesels. Nou, die al die luisteraars daar buite. Nou, Lovely is dan nou, sy praat ongelukkig nou net Engels, so ek gaan nou binnekort oorskakel in Engels sodat ons haar kan akkommodeer. So Lovely, if you can hear me, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you, and you?
I'm good, thank you. It's such a privilege to be talking to you today.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here, and thank you for having me on.
Yes, amazing. So I'm going to start with the questions immediately. So for everyone out there that might not know you, just tell us a little bit, where did your music career start? Where did it all begin for you?
Yeah, so I only officially started taking music very seriously back in COVID. I think we all picked up something that actually changed our lives in COVID. But ultimately, I grew up in a very musical family. Pretty much everyone in my family plays the music or sings or something like that. So I was always around the music. And I wrote my first little song or ditty, whatever you want to call it, at the age of 3. It was about a mouse. It wasn't very good. But, you know, that's kind of where it started. And then, yeah, it was always my little outlet. So then eventually, I guess as a kid, you always have this dream. Everyone has the dream of being this famous person. And I, as a typical kid, also had that. But then in COVID, I was like, okay, what if I actually made it kind of a reality? And that's when I started working really hard on it. And I released my first single at 15 years old called SUV. And since then, we've been grinding. We've been releasing music. And since, 2021 now, I'm 18 now, so for the past 3 years, as of last week, I have now officially released 10 songs, so we're working really hard, and that's where my love and passion for music came from.
Wow, Lovely, that's amazing to hear all about like your backstory, and also just to be reminded that there is good that happened in COVID. So thank you so much for sharing that.
For sure.
So just for the people out there, how would you describe your music style to someone that haven't heard your music at all?
Well, the overbranching style, I would say, is pop. Everything I do is within the pop genre, but I do like the fact that I don't want to be stagnant in my sound. I don't want every song to be the same. So I like to dabble in other kinds of pop, so country pop or trap pop, things like that. I like to be a little bit different. I like to, because I'm young, I'm still trying to figure out what exactly I need my sound to be. But yeah, I think it's really nice to be able to dabble in a few different other things that also matches into some other people's likes and genres. But yeah, if I just had to say to someone straight, I'd tell them I'm a pop singer. So yeah.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And it's good to stay up with the times and staying relevant to make sure that people still listen to your music. So that's amazing. So tell us, what inspired you to write your latest single, Chapter 9?
Chapter 9 is, if you listen to a few of my other songs before that, it's essentially the closing off of a really bad breakup that I'd gone through. And when I wrote Chapter 9, I think I was like 5-6 songs deep into all these heartbreak songs, like, you did this to me, you did that, I'm feeling like this, I've been crying for days kind of thing. And I got irritated with myself. I'm like, how many more songs are you going to write before you're going to get over this person? So Chapter 9 was really like, okay, I'm going to now say everything. And when I'm done with the song, we are not singing about this person ever again. So Chapter 9 was my closure and hopefully other people's closure as well. Just being like, okay, I'm now going to say everything. Anything else I think I still need to say, I'm going to say it in the song, and then we are done. So that was purely the intention of the song.
And that's just what I love about the arts, the ability to just get rid of all of these emotions. And I hope
for
that
sure.
This song just helped you to get over that person and like just turn a blank page. That's just amazing.
For sure.
And tell me, what do you hope that people feel or the emotions that they should feel when they are listening to your music?
I think overall just being understood. The biggest thing that helped me when I was younger and wasn't necessarily writing songs was that it almost felt that there was a voice that was relating to me on such a deep level in my earphones, and, you know, somehow they understood everything I was feeling. And that's what became my goal with music, was making music that touches people, even though they might not know me personally. So really when anyone listens to any of my songs, the main focus is like, you're not alone, and it's not a strange feeling that you're feeling. It's a normal part of life. You're not weird. You're not broken for the way that you're feeling, and that your feelings are valid. And ultimately that, you know, it's a safe place and you're not the only one struggling with something like that.
Thank you, Lovely, for your honesty and just talking to the heart and the soul and making music that grounds us.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, and tell us, do you have any new projects that might be in the works that you can tell us about?
I will tell you that last week, Friday, I haven't quite really posted on it on Instagram, because it was a bit of a secret release. I released my newest song. It's called Emerald Eyes last week, Friday, and we have a music video coming on the 10th of October. So you can keep your eyes out for that. It's really, really cute and sweet. And that's basically all for this year, I would say. The rest of the year, I'm writing exams because I'm in the trick. And working on all the other songs that are already released.
Okay, and then thank you so much for telling me about that. I'm very excited and I'll be on the lookout for that. Do you have any last words that you would like to leave the people at Rosestad, and just so that they can remember you from these words?
Yeah, so ultimately I just want to say my quote in life is, if you can't do anything about it, don't stress about it. If it's not in your control, then you shouldn't be giving it power by worrying about it. So do what you can. The things that you can't control, leave them, let them be, and focus on the things that you can. And if you want to follow along the journey, you can find me anywhere at @its_lovely, which is LUVLEIGH.
Thank you so much for your time and just talking to me and telling me all about your music.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me. It was so fun.
Yes. Okay. So thank you and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye. So ja, sonder enige oponthoud was dit dan nou Lovely, en ons het uit die groot voorreg om na haar nuwe enkel snit chapter 9 te luister. Ways to talk to you. You're running from the things we used to do. Used to do. I'm going now with friends I don't even like. You're too numb to know what I feel for now. Feel for now. Staying on the outside of your new life, you. Lovely met Chapter 9 op 100.6 FM waar jy wil wees.